The expression of joy is smiling, laughing, singing, shouting, dancing. And there's no, you can't be offended if you're going to be in joy. You can't be anxious and be in joy. You can't be fearful and be in joy. You can't be depressed and be in joy. No. The opposite of depression is joy.
When you're consumed with anger, bitterness, or fear, your life can feel tormented. If you'd like to be set free, then today's Believer's Voice of Victory is for you. Don't miss Kenneth Copeland and guests Dr. Don and Mary Colbert as they continue this week's teaching.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's just pray. Praise God. I'm excited about what we're going to do today. Father, we thank you. And we give you praise. We open up our hearts and our minds to receive revelation from heaven. We park our emotional offenses and touchiness outside the door. We cast it outside the camp in Jesus' name. And we're here to be corrected and protected and directed and subjected to the Word of the living God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you join me again today in welcoming Dr. and Mary Colbert to this broadcast? God bless you guys.
Our privilege.
Amen.
I get really thrilled when you guys are around because there's so much. I mean, the day that Gloria and I left home, December of 1966, to go to Oral Roberts University, huge change in our lives. Mm-hmm. The first thing God dealt with me about, I weighed 240 pounds. Mm-hmm. The first thing he dealt with me about was to believe him to get that fat off my body. Now, I mean, that's 44 years ago. And that was the first thing you said.
My goodness.
And I'm still obeying it. And I'm still dealing with it and still working. But at those times, I didn't know anything that the Bible said, much less how to deal with that. Because I'd been trying to deal with that all my life. I was born overweight. I weighed nearly 10 pounds when I was born and little fat, ugly baby.
Oh, and, cute. Oh, cute.
Out of butter by. That's the problem. Everybody said he's cute instead of telling the truth. So that little fella is fat. Now you need to do something with this. But they pronounced a curse on me. It took a long time to get rid of it. But without knowing what the Word says and dealing with the spiritual roots of this thing, you're not going to win it.
It's not. Mm-mm. It's not. And that's what Mm-mm. we try and tell people. When people are born again, sure, they receive the Spirit of God and they've been forgiven of their sins, but unfortunately, they carry the same old software package of that unrenewed mind and these deadly emotions that are setting them up for defeat. And see, I've been practicing
this
medicine.
This stuff will kill you, man.
Well, in practicing medicine over 25 years, when you address people to not do this and don't eat that and don't eat this, you're not going to change, but they're going to rebel. Literally, Eve proved that. You tell someone not to do
Think
something.
Think about this. I want to hear you talk about this. We know that offense is fear-based. If fear wasn't active, I wouldn't be offended. I'm paying attention to it if the fear wasn't actively there.
Mm-hmm. True.
Now, this deadly cocktail that's working inside me and producing depression and oppression and all of that, and that you talked about earlier. And you get in that strife state and your body, you're just wired just all the time. And every system that God put in this physical body is working against it, and it's destroying it. The reason is because every system in your spirit is working against you. You got this whole system trying to kill you now.
Right.
That very system will cause you to rebel and continue in strife when you try to tell me how to correct this. Because I get offended because you right. call me fat. Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't know you're fat, you're stupid. I mean, you call me stupid. Uh-huh, I racially profiled you, idiot. Well, see, if all of the, if you're going to get into all of this, you might as well brace up for having not only a short life, but one miserable existence. And like you said yesterday and the day before, you may go to heaven when you die, but you're going to have hell on earth while you're here.
That's right.
Because you're not...
You're signed up for the tormentors.
And you got to break this chain somewhere.
Absolutely. What's interesting, when Jesus taught in Matthew 18, remember when the rich king came to settle his debts? There's one man that owes 10,000 talents, unpayable debt worth billions of dollars, some scholars say. And he was forgiven his debt. And then he goes out to another servant who only owes him 100 denarii, which is only a few thousand dollars. Has him thrown in prison. Word gets back to the king. And he is angry. He has that man thrown in prison. Now, what he says in Matthew 18 is pretty amazing, because I want to just read the words of Jesus. This is what Jesus said. He says, "You evil servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you?" Then the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. That's what my heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart, not from your head.
There's from your heart.
From your heart. And so many Christians are saying, hey, I've forgiven them, but it's a head knowledge forgiveness. It's not a heart knowledge forgiveness. They're turned over to the torturers. You know cancer is a torture? You know fibromyalgia is a torture? You know heart disease is a torture? You know chronic pain is a torture? There's a lot of people out there that are suffering from these torturous type diseases that they've been turned over to the torturer because they have not forgiven.
That word, torture, now this is New Living Translation, right? King James uses the word tormentors.
Correct.
They both come from the same root word. Torture, torment, terror, all come from the same root. 1 John 4. Now, hang on to that, because we don't want to come back there. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Don't let the word perfect throw you there. The words translated perfect mean developing, practicing, training. The practice of love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. Right. Same word.
Right.
Fear hath torture.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the... Now, I've still got about a half cup of tea in this cup. The tea goes wherever the cup goes, because the cup has the tea. You can't get the tea without the cup. The fear has the torment.
Mm-hmm.
They're not fear and torment.
Amen.
This is not cup and tea. You get one, you're going to get the other one.
Mm-hmm.
You get rid of the cup, the tea's gone.
Amen.
Now, I can't drink tea out of an empty cup. Satan can't, the tormentor, the torturer, can't torture you if there's no torment there.
Amen.
That's right.
Is that?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Now, over there, you remember that when Jesus was dealing with Jairus over the death of his daughter, how he dealt with death? Man, I mean, it is on the scene. The daddy is standing there. He announced his faith back up there, and he said, "You come lay your hands on her, and she'll live."
Right.
That's the last thing Jairus said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the guy came up to him and said, why trouble the master any longer? Your daughter is already dead. But it was Jesus that answered him, not Jairus. Isn't that interesting?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
The word spoke for Jairus.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
That just hit me like a freight train, brother. The word spoke for Jairus. Mm-hmm. Jairus just stood there and let the word do his talking. Mm-hmm. And he got his daughter back.
Amen.
I am so... You remember back, I talked to you about it. Right after 9/11, in October, and that was September, the following October, on the 18th day of October, I just had an encounter with the Lord. And he said, I want you to launch a war on fear. He said, I want you, in obedience to me, to strip fear out of the body of Christ. They have no business with it. I bore it.
Amen.
And he took me to this scripture. In Luke 8, Jesus heard it. He answered him, 50th verse, he answered him saying, fear not. Well, that really doesn't say what he said. He said, stop the fear. Believe only. Don't contaminate it with fear. Don't tolerate that fear at all. Stop the fear. Why? Because the torment is in the fear. The death is in that fear.
Yes. Amen.
He said, stop the fear and believe only, and she shall be made whole. And it hung over me for days. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, and I'd hear the Lord's voice, stop the fear and you will be made whole. Stop it. Stop the fear, and you will be made whole. And wow. it just hung over me. Well, the practice of love casts that out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It doesn't just say, I cast you out. The word cast there, I saw right quick. Being a, you know, I enjoy fishing, and John and I like to fish together and mm-hmm. all that. Have mm-hmm. most of my life, I just enjoy fishing. You cast, but this word cast there in 1 John is not so much this as it is to flush out.
Mm.
The practice of love just comes up on the inside of you. You're talking love, thinking love, acting love. I refuse to get into that strife and that disobedience and all that. And it just get your spirit, and the Spirit of God will strengthen you, your spiritual man, until it just literally begins to flush that fear out of there. You got a spirit of faith in there.
Amen.
And as it flushes it out, the torment, the offense, the death goes with it.
Right.
You can't. If I just keep pouring stuff in this cup, that the level of my tea is down to about here. If I just keep pouring in there, it's going to finally just flush all that out. There ain't going to be any tea left in there if I'm pouring just pure water in there. Mm-hmm. It'll eventually purify everything in that cup.
But what I've found over the years in helping people to pull down these strongholds, fear is a stronghold. It's a mindset. Mm-hmm. It's a mindset, a stronghold, and imagination. So is depression, so is offense. All of these are based on thought processes, mm-hmm. mindsets, imaginations, and strongholds. Now follow me. You know that a thought eventually becomes a belief. A belief eventually becomes an emotion or feeling. When you feel something, you speak it out of your mouth, or you speak it, you behave a certain way, and eventually you do that long enough, it becomes a habit, and then it becomes part of your character, and that determines your destiny. Now, what we have seen and what psychiatry has shown over the last 40, 50 years, that anxiety and depression and anger and hatred are all thought disorders. They're disorders of thinking.
They came on that and didn't know what to do with it, didn't they?
Well, what happened was there was a psychiatrist, Dr. Aaron Beck, who was literally, he had a patient laying on the couch back in the 60s, you know, undergoing Freudian psychology, free association. He was just talking about all his problems, bringing out all the problems. And he said, wait a minute, what did you just say? And he says, that's not the right way to think about that. He interrupted him and he refuted what he said, and then he reprogrammed with the correct way to think. Now, in the process, he realized that most all anxiety, most all depression, most all anger and offense and hatred is a thought disorder. What we have done and what he has done is he's limited. Most emotional diseases are simply based on about 10 to 20 thought disorders, wrong ways to think. What we have done is we've taken those 10 to 20 thoughts and we've taught people how to recognize it, how to refute it, how to put it on trial, judge it, and then how to sentence it, and then how to reprogram it with God's Word.
Because what's happened right now today, people are in, we were talking earlier about how fat and finances are connected.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that obesity in America is an epidemic.
And
also,
fear and financing. Watching the news.
And what's happening on the news.
Worry.
And feeding the fear.
Absolutely.
And the worry and the concern. And their financial situation and people losing jobs. What's happening
is... It begins to compound.
That's exactly what's going on. So when I heard you just say that the Lord said to you, stop the fear and you'll be made whole. If the church will begin to practice... If people think, well, Mary, you know, I've lost my job. Wait a minute. You don't understand. Well, let me explain it to you. Your job is not your source.
Amen.
When God becomes your source and you change the way you think, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Well, fear becomes a substance too. And what happens is when people get into fear, the substance of their fear takes a form, and next thing you know, they are battling against the belief that they are now believing for. Fear is a form of faith. It's just in the wrong direction. And they're believing in the wrong direction. Well, where am I going to feed my kids? How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to keep from losing my house? You put that fear out and you put your faith into what the God's Word says.
Did you know Jesus called that covetous thinking?
That's exactly what it is.
Right here in the book of Luke, in the 12th chapter, he said, beware of that.
Yeah.
And he was talking about what I'm going to wear, what I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
And he said if this fella he talked about there was a wealthy man, but he was about to make the most serious wrong decision he ever made in his life, and he died in the middle of it. And that way of thinking is what got him in there.
Right.
And that way of thinking just revolves and just keeps you in there, and you're just digging your hole deeper. That, and like somebody said, when you're in debt, don't borrow money to get out. I mean, that just when you're thinking like that, don't go eat to try to cure it.
But here's the thought process of anxiety and fear is very simple. They fall into the thought process trap, and here it is: what if Satan puts in? What if I get sick? What if I get cancer? What if I can't pay my bills? What if I lose my home? What if I lose my car? What if thinking locks you in anxiety and fear and destroys faith? We have got to put those words, what if, on trial, judge them, sentence them to life imprisonment, and stop speaking it, thinking it. See, it's the thoughts. You think what if, and you feed fear. You say, God
says. Jesus said, why take ye thought, saying, what shall I?
What? What if?
There. I mean,
that's what you were saying earlier. You were saying this earlier, and I love this. This is so powerful about rejoice. Things are given to you for enjoyment.
Yeah, 1 Timothy 6
says. Right. Things were given to you for enjoyment, but it's not about meeting your needs.
But again,
it's about bringing you into a place of joy.
He gives us all things richly to enjoy.
Amen.
Now, he said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Does he give me things then to supply my need? No. He gave me the things to richly enjoy, and it supplied my needs.
Right.
But his motive was to give you joy.
Yes.
And not for you to love the thing.
Not for you to love the thing. Right. He gave you the thing to enjoy. God's
Amen.
Motive was to
Amen.
To induce joy
right.
into your life.
Amen. So if you lose things, and with it you've lost your joy, then
Amen.
You had it upside down to start with.
Totally ungodly to begin with.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's what Jesus talks about. If you read over in John 15, he says, when you obey, this is John 15, 10, when you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandment, remain in his love. I've told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment, love each other in the same way I've loved you.
And so joy was his purpose to begin with.
Well, now listen, joy comes mm-hmm. through the love walk. See, joy is the expression of love. We don't see that in the church. We don't see any joy. We see offense.
Very little of it.
We see worry. We see fear. We see depression. We see anger. But we don't see the joy of the Lord.
You ought to come to our church.
Well, in the majority. I'm sorry. In a lot of churches.
I couldn't pass it up. No,
okay, praise God. I'm not saying that about your church. But what I'm saying is, it's interesting.
I didn't get offended. Go ahead.
Okay. The expression of joy is smiling, laughing, singing, shouting, dancing. And there's you can't be offended if you're going to be in joy. You can't be anxious and be in joy. You can't be fearful and be in joy. You can't be depressed and be in joy.
No.
The opposite of depression is joy.
We were on a program with you once, and after we were on a program, we got a letter from a lady who said, I wish Dr. Colbert quit talking about having joy and being happy. You tell me what I have to be joyful and happy about.
Well, let me tell you something, lady. God so loved
Amen.
That he gave his only begotten son that whosoever, mm-hmm. I'm a whosoever,
Amen.
Believe on him that have everlasting life and not perish.
Yes.
Now shout over that.
Amen.
Amen. And when you do,
put it in perspective.
And it begins to work and do its thing in your life. Oh, glory to God. And it's not because of how much you love God, it's because of how much he loved you. And we're out of time.
Oh,
we'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. Venezuela Victory Campaign will be held in Maracaibo, Venezuela, the 3rd and 4th of September at the Sports Center Pedro Elias Belisario Aponte. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. The 2010 Word Explosion Update in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. For more information, go to kcm.org. God's got a great life for you, starting with getting and then staying in shape. It doesn't have to be difficult. With just a little time, you can be on your way to health and fitness for life. Take charge of your health and get lasting results with the Health and Fitness Package, which combines two books and a downloadable exercise video. I Can Do This Diet by Dr. Colbert puts the power of your brain and body chemistry to work to help you lose weight and keep it off. It's full of new medical breakthroughs and practical tips. Get Fit and Live by Dr. Colbert and his son Kyle Colbert takes the guesswork out of exercise and helps you understand how much and what kind of exercise you need to reach your goals, get healthy, and be fit for life. They'll show you how to lose weight quickly and easily using just 7 exercises for 7 minutes a day. It's all part of a health and fitness package that gets you started on the journey to living well and enjoying life. Order the Health and Fitness Package today at a special 40% savings for just $25. This new package includes two powerful books by Dr. Don Colbert, Get Fit and Live, and I Can Do This Diet. For product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. To order by phone, call 800-600-7395, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland. For these and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
All the sin in your life is not what's keeping you out of the kingdom of God. I'll tell you something else. You know, you've heard the old saying, well, you go to hell for lying, same as stealing. No, stealing and lying, either one's what's sending you to hell. The only sin that sends people to hell is their refusal to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Their rejection of Him is the only thing. I'm telling you, oh, Copeland, you just make that grace stuff just so easy. I didn't do it. God did it. Then it wasn't easy. Jesus did it, and He had to go to hell to do it and suffer for you and for me. But now let me tell you something. All of those things He did, the one thing that He could not do was make your decision and pray your prayer. But here's the opportunity right here. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes to righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture said, whosoever believes on Him shall not be made ashamed. Pray this with us right now. Just pray it out loud. Oh, God in heaven.
God in heaven.
God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the
dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I receive You.
I receive You.
I confess all of the sin of my life.
I confess all of the sin.
But I confess You as Lord.
I confess You as Lord.
And I renounce the devil. I repent.
I renounce the devil and repent.
In Jesus' name I pray it.
In Jesus' name I pray it.
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that with us, let us know. Get online. I want to send you this little book free and postpaid to help you get started reading your Bible. You don't need to be struggling with this. Praise God. And it's not hard. It's the easiest thing you ever did when you know and follow the instructions. Amen. And this little brochure is just so simple, and it's that simple to find out how to read your Bible and how to walk in these things and just get as thrilled as all the rest of us. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They have put together a free 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. To request your free salvation package, go to our website at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day.